welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You're so handsome, jeans. I love your shirt today. And your eyes match your shirt. And your arms look so fit. Look at you.
Thank you so
much. You're so handsome.
Retarded.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? I had that clip in my mind this morning. She's retarded. She's retarded. Remember he explains that she's retarded?
Yeah, I remember that.
She's retarded.
Yeah.
Retarded.
You got a whole sheet with just that drop.
That's
huh?
So many. Like,
I was gonna knock her in the head one day out here
with claw hammer
the garage because she called me a retarded. I was gonna knock her in the
remember
head
that?
With claw hammer.
Yeah. Remember that scandal?
The word, the R word.
She called me a retard. Yeah. That was a huge debate. Is it a retard or retarded? Remember?
That's right.
That was one of the
you
first
are
debates.
Completely retarded.
Retarded.
Retarded. Retarded.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for the one that you.
How retarded?
I'm not retarded.
That you think I'm fucking retarded?
You're wearing reflectors, you retard.
Are you retarded?
Retard.
Retarded. Retarded.
Quickly and fully retarded.
I don't know.
Fucking retarded.
Ta-ta there, retard. You fucking retard.
I mean, the one that you want to hear. I know.
She's retarded.
It's on a bus.
Yeah.
It's on a bus. I want to say it's in the San Francisco, it's in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And there's somebody like a authority figure, like chastising a woman. And the guy's like, she's retarded. She's retarded. And then another guy on the bus is like, stop using that word. Yeah.
Meanwhile, she doesn't care.
Yeah, she definitely didn't
care. She didn't even notice.
And she was retarded in the way that your friends are.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's what the guy is saying. He's like, she's fucking retarded,
she's retarded.
Man.
Yeah. You know what's so cool about those drops you just played is that that's 12 years worth.
It's a lot of work in here.
Of drops.
Yes.
That's like so many years of finding
this. It's pretty cool. It is very cool. Quick note. First of all, I can say this.
Yeah.
I set the attendance record in Seattle. You've probably seen it online, but I broke the record at Climate Pledge Arena.
Nice.
First, I jumped ahead of Bad Bunny.
Okay.
And then I jumped ahead of Chappelle and Chris Rock.
Ooh, ooh! Come on, play the sound effects.
Your boy is...
This is a YMH exclusive, Teen Jeans. Your jeans are so fucking high and tight. You outsold Chappelle and Chris Rock in
crazy.
Meat Rattle.
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
Meat Rattle is a major mommy hub.
I mean, I definitely did not expect that. That's pretty crazy.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So it's for all concerts.
That's crazy, Jeans.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
It's a maze. It's exciting.
And then I got the heads up that it might happen a couple more times, a couple other cities.
Oh my God.
I know, for this dumb fucking guy who's just like farting your dad's mouth. Yeah.
I know.
Pretty crazy.
And also, listen, you know, we just did an interview yesterday, and I think it's worth noting that, you know, we started this show when we were just newlyweds.
2010. Little
babies.
Yeah.
At little broke-ass newlyweds, mm-hmm. and we've grown with all you mommies all these years.
So. All your genes have been with us. Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys.
We feel the denim in our hearts. ticket information. There are limited tickets left for the show May 9th in Los Angeles at the Kia Forum during Netflix's A Joke Fest. May 10th, I'll be in San Jose at the SAP Center. Limited tickets left for that. I should note that we've added second shows in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis tits.
That's going to be Saturday, October 19th. And we added a second show in Richmond, Virginia on October 27th. Tickets and all information is at tomsegura.com/tour.
What could Richmond, Virginia be?
I don't know.
Fistmond?
No. I don't know. You're going to be also performing in Los Angeles. And on May 8th, you're going to be at the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever. This is the late show, the first show, the early show sold out.
Now there's a cool guy.
And what else?
Orlando, Florida, August 16th and 17th. 16th and 17th. ChristinaBeOnline.com for tickets.
That is exciting.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
You've been farting a lot at the house lately. A lot.
Well, if you want to be candid about all of this, I've been training more. You know,
I've been training for what?
I've been running almost every day.
But you think it's because of your running that's making you fart? But here's Yana. I beg to differ, because you and I both wake up and then immediately the farts start happening.
But the running
from waking up.
I know, but I'm saying my digestive system is responsive to like the cardio work. Mm. I'm serious. Every time I do more cardio, I fart more, I shit more. It's cool. Mm. It's a cool thing that happens. And I've noticed that, like, yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Do you want to get into what you did this weekend?
Why don't we open the show first?
Sure, and then I want to tell the audience what you got into.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
A young lady pulled her pants down. She said she wanted me to eat the groceries, you know. And I was going to do it, but the thing is, she had some tissue in her butt.
Okay.
It was tissue on both sides, it was surrounding the butthole. And I just said, you know, it didn't stink or nothing, but just the sight of tissue let me know she ain't washed it real good. So I decided to pass on eating the groceries.
Who is Randy?
Why do you have to play
Don't bring anyone mother
so
to this.
Gross.
Good point.
No mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh, I learned some new drum beats. It's so hard.
Did you?
Let me see if I can remember it. I can't even.
It's hard to do when you're hearing other drums.
I know. Let me try to drum this one. It's not. So hard. Meow, 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 meow. I have so many questions. Why is it the grossest guys that want to eat?
It was requested. She asked me to eat the groceries, which I got to say is a bold request.
But are the groceries just the A?
Yeah, that's the booty hole. Yeah.
Well, what's the vag?
Vag is the vag.
And then what's the euphemism for vag?
Just go down on me, lap up
the
my
groceries
kitty.
Are assholes.
Yeah.
Dang.
You just learned this?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm not in prison.
Well,
what,
you knew that.
I didn't.
Yeah, because you remember that song you used to, Juicy Juicy?
I like it, Juicy Juicy. I eat that lunch.
Groceries.
That's what that song's about?
Yeah. Wait, that's not the same song, is it? No, that's not the same song. But you used to say that, eat the booty like groceries?
Yeah, but I never put this together until now.
But you
I've really never put this together. This is not in my way of thinking.
This is constant. Don't worry about it. But this is a good point. First of all, bold request.
Bold.
Because I feel like you're going to request that to somebody. Mm. You request it to somebody that like you've been with and has done that. Like I think you should reserve that for.
You're so square.
For special people.
You're so square.
Why?
You know, you should do that on a first date just to know if you like it.
No way.
Yeah. How do you know that you're really into that chick unless you eat her groceries on the first date?
Because I would say it's always no on the first date.
Nerd alert, am I right?
I'm not.
Fucking dork.
I am not eating asshole.
You
on
would
the first
have eaten
date.
My asshole on the first date. Mm-mm. You would. You liked me. I thought you would. Don't do that tootie face. Don't give me that Rudy tootie face.
No, I don't think you do that on the first date. I really don't. I don't think you do. I think you gotta have something to yourself that is special to you.
Whatever.
I'm serious.
Times have changed, babe. When you and I were dating, that was a million years ago, 2005. People didn't eat assholes on the first date, and now they do.
No, if you do that on the first date, you don't deserve happiness, is what I think.
You don't deserve love.
You don't. It means you're just willing to do anything on date one with anyone you just met.
And that sounds like a really nice guy that I want to pursue a relationship with.
It's not. You should reserve it.
But it tells me that he's really into me.
That's so stupid. You can find out that he's into you in other ways.
Yeah, but you want a lasting relationship. He has to toss your groceries.
He does, but the whole thing is you want him to work up to that.
Potato.
You should clean your asshole more. There shouldn't be little pieces of toilet paper.
Well, that's
there.
A given. I mean, that's a given.
That's just
who's
the sign.
Doing
like
that?
You're sending the sign because even though you know that's where she shits from, the toilet paper remnants are a sign. Oh, hey, I just shit a little while ago. So, you know what I mean? Like you can't just eat anyone's ass. You gotta save some things.
Also, I mean, we use washlets, Toto, so we don't have this issue of like morsels in there.
Yeah, but we're not always home.
Yeah, but even I know.
I mean, I took a dump in public the other day.
Wow, let's go. You just threw yourself in the ring.
Yeah.
You just threw yourself under the bus. You're going to talk
about
it?
If a nice young lady had met me back there right afterwards, she would have been like, hey, what is this stuff?
But before we get into this discussion.
Let me get into ask this, though, to the booth. Will you just eat a booty on the first date?
Fuck no.
No chance.
I think it depends on where you think the relationship is going. Because if it's just a wild lady that you're kind of hooking up with, then you can do it kind of early.
Yeah.
But if you're if you think there's a future, you want to hold that back.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you guys are dorks and nerds and squares. And
Tanner raised his hand. He
of course,
but Tanner.
Tanner lived in a shipping container.
Yeah.
If the booty tight, the booty right. You know
what
I mean?
Hey. Yeah.
Are you a first date booty eater?
No fucking chance, no. And oh man, especially the fucking toilet paper.
Toilet paper back there.
That's gnarly.
Bro.
What would you do though? Do you actually say, no, you don't say something, but you just kind of just move away from it? Like just kind of casually flip her back on her back and just, no,
I mean,
let's do this, baby.
Like if she's like requesting that, she's like, no, I need you. Like you gotta, you know, I would definitely find a way to get us in the shower. I'd be like, we're going to shower.
Before. Yeah,
for sure.
But here's the deal, man, is that this is a crevice that needs to be washed with soap and water. So even if the water just kind of trickles, you've got to find a way to get
scrub.
Your soap hand in the asshole.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
If it's got to be me that does it, I'll do it. But that ass is getting cleaned if my tongue's going there. I don't give a damn.
For sure.
We ain't doing that.
I just think toilet that, paper? Like, come no on, matter bro. Who you are, you got to save some things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Whatever.
Like you're some fucking... Who are we talking to here? This is like fucking sister Mary.
I know.
Nancy
I'm here. A total square by today's standards. My goodness. But Yana, first of all, have you ever, and to be completely honest here, have you ever wiped and then left shards behind of toilet paper and then discovered the shards hours later? I think this has happened to me a handful of times in my life.
Yeah, where you find toilet
paper. A handful.
Yeah.
It's a very rare occurrence because I'm
usually
very
like
thorough.
Where you shit. And then later on, you're in the shower and you're cleaning yourself and you're like, oh,
there's a remnant.
You find something. You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. It's never been like sitting on some chick's face. Been like, hey, what is that?
Sitting on some chick's face. Wait, some chick. Which chick is this, you
Any
animal?
Chick.
Yeah. You've never sat on my face.
I've tried to.
Ugh, that is so vulgar and awful.
Why
Can
is that
you
awful?
Imagine?
Just let me sit on your face,
dude,
once.
Dude, your ass Come is on. So fucking gnarly. Come on.
What if we go straight from the shower? You won't let
it. Stop. We're not doing this again. I'm not discussing this with
Why?
You.
Why?
I'm not getting into scrum licks because people start yelling at me in airports.
Good.
Look, Tom Scrum.
So you want to do it straight from the shower?
No. What? Listen, I'm not doing this with you. It's disgusting. It's hot. It's too hot in there and it's too hairy and I don't like it. It scares me. The heat scares me. I don't like it. And I know what comes out of there. I hear you shitting in the morning and it's so awful. I've listened to your shits and farts for 20 years. Stop.
So even if I clean myself?
I don't buy your fucking crocodile. Don't even pretend.
I'm not pretending.
Can we tell the audience what you did?
What?
On a shopping trip?
Yeah, what?
I think this is so vulgar and so rude.
Why?
Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. It saves you time and money so you can provide your family with a financial safety net starting today. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Look, I know life insurance is no fun, but Policy Genius makes it so easy. They aggregate all the different plans in one location so that it's a really no-hassle sitch. Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and their team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it step by step. If you already have life insurance from your job, you might be thinking that you're totally covered, but that policy may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and even worse, it may not come with you if you leave your job. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com/YMH or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/YMH. Today's episode of Your Mom's House is sponsored by Fallowfill. Fallowfill is the top non-surgical male girth enhancement treatment using naturally occurring hyaluronic acid injectable filler, the same filler used in facial aesthetics for lips and cheeks. It is FDA cleared, safe, and reversible. Breast implants and facial filler are completely normal for women. Now is an exciting time for men to similarly boost self-confidence and spice up their love lives. Studies show that girth is where it's at when it comes to partner satisfaction. Not only does Fallowfill increase erect girth, but it can add more visible length while flaccid due to the added volume and weight. What man doesn't want that? Fallowfill is the first girth enhancement procedure to be recognized and embraced by accredited urologists, sexual medicine experts, and the sexual medicine societies due to safety, efficacy, and its reversible nature. All non-surgical under local anesthetic. Return to work and normal activities within an hour. Visit fallowfill.com for more information on a location near you or text 972-663-5588. Mention Your Mom's House podcast to receive 2 free units on select packages. Financing available at select locations. Okay, so we're going at the malls. Mm-hmm. How long are we at the mall? Any?
I mean, all day, I hope. All day. One would hope.
All day.
One would hope.
I'm
all
at
day,
the mall.
Nigga.
All day. Yeah.
One would hope all day.
One would hope. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we're at the malls, and Tom is doing his shoppings, mm-hmm. and you feel a tug, like it's time to go
Well,
around.
Here's the thing. I had tried on a couple clothing items, and I was like, yeah. I should probably shit pretty soon. And then I made my selection and I handed it to the employee. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, okay. You know, they scanned it and they said, do you want this like in a box or a bag? I go, you just throw it in a bag. And they go, okay, I'll be right back. And they left to put it in a bag, I guess, in the back. And as they did that, I'm standing there. Another employee came by who knew me And he was like, hey, how's it going? And I said, oh, it's going well. And, you know, we just chatted for a little bit. And then I go, yeah, I'm going to leave here and shit for sure. So I said, hey, where's the nearest restroom? Is there one like right yeah. outside this, like down around here? Like, and he said, oh, you can use ours in the back. And I go, oh, great. So I followed him in the back where the employees go. And then he showed me the restroom. And then I went in there. I had a jacket on. And so I had to take the jacket off. And I realized they didn't have a hook in that room. So I just kind of laid it on top of the counter area. And then I took a power shit like pretty quick. I was like, don't take too long. Luckily, it was pretty healthy. It wasn't a disaster.
That's dump. Luckily.
Yeah.
And lucky.
No, of course, no washlet.
No.
So I had to spit on paper. And you know,
oh, you spit?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just use the you said there's a sink. Why didn't you wet the...
I had to get up to the, you know, so I cleaned myself as well as I could until I didn't see any more chocolate on the paper and flushed a few times and washed my hands.
Both of them or just one?
Both hands.
Wow.
And then I made my way back into the shopping area. And I was like, hello, everybody.
Okay. Can I tell you what's
and
wrong?
And by the way, I will say there was probably a hint of a scent.
That's what I'm going to tell you, Yana. Yeah. So I've worked in a few retail clothing stores, and normally you do not let the customers take a shit in your employee bathroom because it's usually small, right? It's a small one toilet, one sink option where you just go to make number ones. And I think it's completely wrong and vile and selfish to take a shit in the employee toilet because you totally blew it up. I know you did. It smells bad because I shit after you all the time and it smells horrible.
Well, this is how I walked back into the store.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I said, how's everybody doing?
Yeah. And you know they were talking about it.
What do you think
know
they said?
They were like, oh, you know Tom Segura, the comedian? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He took a shit at our store. You know they're talking about
it. And then you know what the rest of the people said who heard that? He's a man of the people. That's what real people do. They take shits.
I just think it's improper. Honestly, I would have gone to the department store because this was like in a mall with many options.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I could have the audacity. And by the way, historically, you hold on to your shits for like 20 minutes at a time.
But you,
I don't know why
you did solve the mystery pretty well because you asked me if I had drank coffee.
Yeah.
And I told you I brought coffee into the store with me. I was drinking coffee.
You were asking for it.
Yeah. I was basically going, hey, asshole, I dare you not to shit. I
dare you not to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you dared yourself.
I did.
That's crazy, dude. I think that's rude. Do you guys agree with me? Who's on Team Christina here?
It's not rude.
Yeah.
I would just be a little embarrassed about it.
They kind of asked for it.
No, because he was a nice guy. He knows Tom and he likes Tom, but.
Yeah, but if you really know Tom. I
mean, then you know he shits.
Yeah,
you know, good. Touche.
He takes some power shits, yeah.
Touche.
I think he wanted it low key.
You think
he might be like our aviator friend, you know, their aviation move. Friend.
What's if you don't that? Mind next time, if you could leave the door open when you go in there, if you don't mind, so I can hear and smell what's happening in the moment.
You are so nasty.
Yeah.
You're so proud of yourself. I'm proud of myself.
You
do look handsome in this blue.
I think you
need to wear this color all the times.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So this is very exciting.
Want all to come.
You know how we have been getting.
Stop. I know what you're going into.
She's getting.
The original.
Oh, yeah.
It's all I can think about.
We've been getting emails constantly about people going airtight. Men and women who have participated in airtight experiences.
And you know why? Because now they eat each other's assholes on the first dates. It's 2024.
Listen,
get with the times, Tom.
It's wrong. You save that. You save that for somebody
for
you care
night.
About.
No.
No, just save it for somebody you give a shit about. Don't just give that away. All right. We got this email. This one. We've had a series of them. Just to remind people, this one is from a lady named Abby. And she emailed us that while she was traveling Europe and at the peak of her slut time, she met a professional soccer player from Africa and decided to meet up with him and other players who said they wanted to fuck her at the club. Got in a cab with these three large athletic men, went back to an apartment at 3 a.m. and she said it was huge dicks. and she had to entertain them, and there was another person waiting there. She switched positions and called upon all the women who had embraced interracial gangbangs before her. She was in doggy, one in the ass, one below her, one in the mouth, one in her hand. God. And anyways, she was really, really, and I think I voiced some doubt as to the authenticity of the email.
Well, you felt the phrasing was real masculine.
I did, and it was like real jokey, which is usually the way men write things in these situations.
It didn't feel horny enough, is what you're saying.
And also didn't feel like, it felt like almost like too much, like, you know, when they go like the detail is like sort of specific in a way that you go, I feel like this is just somebody fabricating a story.
Sure.
It doesn't feel like.
It didn't feel real.
It didn't feel real. It didn't feel genuine.
She didn't color a picture enough.
And men usually joke in these stories, which is why you go, that's a guy. Because they like, it's just joke, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, the fellas followed up and found out that it's indeed a real girl. She wants to talk to us about
it. I'm so fucking stoked. Real hero of the people, Abby.
So we are going to stop down here for a second.
Holy shit, dude.
And then we are going to give her a call. So just give us one moment.
So nervous to talk to her.
So, are we ready?
Babe, we're going to talk to a living legend. I'm so scared. Well,
this is going
to
be
I've never talked to somebody that's been airtight. Have you?
Let's go. Here we go.
Like a regular person, not an adult film star? Please answer, Abby.
Hello?
Hello, Abby.
Hi.
Hey, it's Tom Segura. I'm here with Christina. How are you?
Hi, Abby.
I am absolutely great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're recording, just so you know. You're on your mom's house podcast. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Oh, absolutely happy to.
Abby, this is the most exciting interview we've done in ages, so thank you so much.
Well, this is the most exciting interview I've ever done in my life, so
Abby,
you.
We are the country, the audience, everyone has been captivated by the story. And yes, I did voice some disbelief when I read the initial email. So I apologize.
I heard.
And the reason I is also sort of a compliment. It's that it was written in such a funny way that I was like, this is written by a guy. So I apologize because I'm so used to reading stuff that guys write that are usually just filled with jokes, and yours was very, very funny. So I was this can't be serious, but you are serious. So
I'm totally serious.
Walk us through.
Do you mind if we all together jump back to that evening and go through some of the details?
Absolutely. I will hold your hand through that journey.
Yes. Okay.
So you are at the time you're visiting Europe, you are in college or you're out of college?
I'm in college.
You're in college. As you mentioned in your initial email, this is your peak slut time. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So you're figuring things out. You're trying things. You're sexually somewhat promiscuous.
I'm doing everything. Okay. Anything and everything.
Okay. And you're trying things, and so you're out. What country or what city, or if you can say, what area are you in Europe when you have this encounter?
I am in the north of.
Okay.
Okay.
And you had gone out with your sorority sisters, right? Are you?
Yep.
So it's like a weekend kind of night, like a fun night out.
Every night's a fun night out.
Gotcha.
They party every night till 6 a.m. It's crazy.
Okay. So you're out, you're partying. And then when do you get the idea to go ahead and get on Tinder and see if someone wants to meet up?
Like right at the beginning of the trip. I had been, school had been out for like a month. I had been doing nothing but Tinder at home. So I figured I might as well make it an international affair.
Gotcha.
You know? So hold on. Was the Tinder request for a lot of dudes at once or just one dude?
No, it was just a very normal Tinder profile.
Okay.
So you see this guy, handsome guy, and do you know that he's a soccer player? Is it in his profile?
You can kind of tell he's got like athletic pictures with some like really professional type photos, but he doesn't outright say it.
Got you. But you at least know
it
you're
came
getting
up pretty quickly.
You know you're getting an athletic person. So
definitely, yeah.
Okay, so when you finally connect and you're like, okay, we're leaving the club. Are you leaving alone to meet this guy? Like, how do you actually?
No.
Okay.
So what happened was we talked for like a day or two and we made plans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we made plans to meet up at the club. I had some, a little bit of safety in mind in there, a little bit.
Yeah.
And so we decided I would like meet up with him at the club, see how the vibe was. If I was into it, I would go back with him. If not, fuck it, you know?
Yeah. So how was he? Like, was he pretty cool when you met him?
Yeah, he was super sweet. Really like fun and vibrant, interesting kind of person. And he had brought his friends with to the club, two of them.
So he has his friends, you're with your friends.
Yeah.
The night goes on, and then how about when it's time to, like, let's get out of here? What is that like?
Well, basically, he asked me, he was like, you know, they're all here. I know you think they're cute. You know, what do you want to do? Do you want to come back and maybe we could all have fun?
Wow.
That is a bold request. Yeah.
Hold on. He's African?
Yeah, he's African.
So he's got like a cute African accent?
I don't know if I would call it cute. I would call it very heavy and hard to understand.
Okay.
Oh, so he's like...
He's like, my friends are cute. And
yeah.
Do you want to have fun, all of us together?
Yep.
Okay. So
wait, hold on. Can I also paint a picture? So what do you look like if we just, you know?
Yeah. So, at the time I was like, I'm definitely like slim, thick kind of body, you know? And so I have like long or no, actually at the time I had like a brown bob, but really good with makeup, really like cute, tight skirt, like heels, you know, nice. Black, like lingerie top, all good stuff.
Nice. So he's like, would you come back? And then you were like, you were down.
Yeah.
You were down.
Wait a minute. So you're down, like you hear that, that offer. How do you feel about it in the moment when he says, how about all of us go have fun?
He had like hinted at it, but not outright said it earlier. So I was kind of expecting it.
Wow.
And honestly, it was on my bucket list. So okay. I was like, fuck
Let's
it.
Go. Okay.
Let's do it.
So now do you separate from your friends? Like, do you go, ladies?
Yes.
Okay. And are they worried? Because a lot of times.
They are absolutely out of their mind, terrified.
Okay. This now I believe your story. So your friends are like, you're leaving with three black eyes.
Yep. There was one of my friends was so drunk. She was just like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?
And you're definitely.
And my other friend was like straight up trying to talk me out of it. And I was like, no, I'm doing this.
Here's one other question I have. How inebriated are you when you're saying, yes, I'm going with you?
I'm sober enough to consent.
Okay. So you've had some drinks, but you're not like shit faced.
NBA fans, with the playoffs kicking off, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with my partners at DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, all new customers who bet just $5 on anything will get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So what are you waiting for? Download the DraftKings app now and sign up using my promo code MOM. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and receive $200 in bonus bets instantly. DraftKings has got something for the returning customers as well. Score a no-sweat NBA bet. If sports betting is not yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have the shot to win cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use my promo code MOM and bet just $5 on any wager and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code MOM only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markits.
No, I'm not shit-faced. I very much, because I kind of had a feeling where the night was going to go, so I didn't want to be way too drunk, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So what, you get into a car, a cab, or whatever, and you're driving home. It's you and, like, three African guys?
Yep, me and three African guys in this Greek guy's cab.
So wait, is it getting frisky in the cab already?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it is. So you're like, you guys are like hands on each other. You guys are getting
kind of... Yeah, some hands, a little bit of kissing, nothing too crazy. The cab driver was definitely freaked out.
Okay. And you're the kissing and a little bit of kissing is going between different guys, right?
Yep.
Okay. So it's obviously setting the mood for what's going, like it's being suggestive of what's going to happen.
Oh, at that point, I fully understand what's going
to
happen.
Okay, gotcha. So Abby, may I ask you, woman to woman, were you ranking these gentlemen on like who gets first position?
Of course.
Meaning the yeah. So she's already
I
determined. Yeah, who's going to be in my veg? Who's going to be in my A? Who's going to be in the mouth?
Wow.
Are you thinking this far ahead?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And so, can I ask you this?
Wow.
What's the primo spot for you? Like,
yeah. What's your fave?
What's number one going to?
I mean, I need to make sure everyone looks, smells, and is clean before final decisions
sure.
are made.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, it was about, you know, a lot of it was the face.
Mm.
You know, one of the guys just didn't have a great face, but his body was really nice.
Okay. So where would you put him?
So it's like he's in the back
okay.
where
okay.
I don't have to see his face.
Gotcha.
Smart.
So, and then the other two, I kind of let them decide a little bit more what they wanted.
Okay.
So wait, so we get, when we get to the place, does the physical, like, does it just kind of start right away? There's no like need to like waste any more time, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, we're like chit chatting, you know, basic information, kind of like surface level shit, you know, but it pretty much starts right away. And then that's when the fourth guy comes out of nowhere.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Right. Oh
so
my
the
God.
Fourth guy. He was there. Now, what's your impression of this fourth gentleman?
He definitely isn't on the team because he's way shorter than them.
Uh-huh.
And he's not as cute.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And he tells me his name is Billy. He tried to tell me his real name, but I couldn't pronounce it. So we went with Billy.
Okay. And what did you have in mind for Billy then, since he's not hot?
He can be a sideline addition. So he sure. was mostly just like hands. We fucked a little bit, but it wasn't. It just wasn't as good. So sure. he yeah. was like off
but you,
to the side.
But you, I mean, the nice thing was you didn't go, hey man, get back in that room.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was really inviting.
Yeah, that's very nice. Cause I can picture what it's like to be the Billy.
Oh my God, know? Me
like,
too.
You walk out and you're like, hello.
She's like,
get the fuck out of here. So, so when things start, have you like, oh, so these guys, they all used condoms?
Yeah.
And Do you kind of like, you know, they're all naked now, you're kissing, you're obviously like your guys are warming it up to it. And then do you kind of like, you know, do you tell the guy, okay, like you get over here? Like,
yeah,
do you direct
conduct
them?
Traffic?
The guy I had met initially definitely had like alpha energy. So he was directing a lot, but I was also directing. But I would say like at the beginning, it was more him than me. And then once I got a little more comfortable, it was mostly me.
May I ask you another question, woman to woman? Had you had anal before this?
No.
Wow.
Wow, so this is your first time?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about that.
I was absolutely terrified because yeah. I didn't do any like prep work. I'm
yeah.
new.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Were you afraid that you would doo-doo all over them and stuff?
I was afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Anything you could think of that could go wrong was absolutely running
tearing,
through
my head. Tearing,
doo-doo. All of the everything.
So how did it go? Like, so what goes in where first?
Yeah, what's first?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what exactly was first. This is 5 years ago, so I'm trying to be as accurate as possible.
Probably BJ's, right? Probably BJ's to warm
up? Yeah, definitely BJ's first. It was my first experience having a condom blowjob. I've never done that before.
And they wanted that, or that was just kind of
they wanted that, yeah. And I was like, sure.
Oh, and these are, I mean, we can say there's a stereotype that black men have big dongs, and according to you, these were huge.
Huge. All of them, all four of them, huge.
All four
huge. Good job, Abby. Yep. Even the ugly one.
Yep.
Even Billy. Old Billy had a big dong.
Mm-hmm. Billy big boy.
Yeah. So they all, and so you're blowing the four guys.
Yep.
And they're all huge.
And then I think we started, and then we started like vaginally. It was first. And we just kind of did like a little Eiffel Tower moment, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, things started to get a little bit more intense because we wanted to incorporate all four guys at once, you know?
That's wild. It is wild to like, because this really is like movie, like porno stuff. Like you don't normally see, or most people don't have a story like this. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But hold on, are you able to relax and enjoy any of this, or is it just so overwhelming and overstimulating? You know what I mean? Like when you're in something, usually you don't have time to like, oh, this is great. Like, or are you relaxed enough?
It was somewhere in the middle. There was a huge part of me that was really enjoying it. I was like, I'm knocking something off my bucket list. This is going to be a great story. I knew to tell my friends. I was like, it felt okay. I wouldn't say it was the most like elating physical experience because it was just so intense.
Yeah.
But the intensity itself was kind of something I was after, you know?
Sure.
How did the guys finish? Did they all finish in their condoms?
They all finished in their condoms. Yeah. Except for one of them who wanted to like full on cum shot everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So we did that for him.
Nice.
But that was it. Otherwise it was finishing in the condoms. Now, made my life easier.
I have to ask this because we might be jumping at it, but when you tell your friends, I imagine they're like, what the fuck? What do your friends say when you tell them the story?
So the one who was like way too drunk when I got back in the morning, she was passed out asleep in our Airbnb, but the other one had stayed up the whole night waiting for me.
Oh, that's
she
sweet.
Loves me.
That's
yes.
a friend.
Yes, true love. She's my best friend. And she was like, all right, what the fuck happened? And I told her, and she was proud.
She was proud. Yeah. She was like, way to go, girl.
She was like, you know what? You're here. You're alive.
Yeah. No harm.
You made it back to tell the tale.
But let's walk through the tale again. So what happens when a dong goes in your A and your V at the same time?
So we tried anal by itself first with like the first guy that I had been talking to. Mm-hmm. And we tried it in like missionary and it hurt so bad. I was like, absolutely not. No red flags everywhere. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So I switched to doggy, which I found out later is like, I made such a rookie mistake by starting in missionary. Apparently doggy's where it's at.
Oh.
And
all the
it was way easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the professionals and the gays say that.
Yes.
So
then you could sit
doggy and it made it a lot easier.
And did you do the thing where you're sitting on one guy like cowgirl and then a guy is anally in you
behind
as well
me, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is that's a fucking
that's huge
advanced move.
Yeah,
dude.
Abby, congrats.
You know, and for being 19 without porn experience, I think I did a pretty good job.
Amazing.
And then did you have that and then one in your mouth also?
Yep, and one in the hand.
So one in the hand. I mean, she got airtight and then it had a bonus dong.
I know. Like, that's so hard. That's such good work.
That's so crazy.
Wow. Was Billy the hand work?
He was.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, you still get a hand. I'd still be like, yeah, it's cool. I'll take some hand work.
So did
but
you?
We did fuck for a little bit. So
yeah,
he got
that's nice. He got a little
he's
something.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm so obsessed with this anal stuff. So when you guys are done, were you afraid like, oh God, did I brown everywhere?
No. Cause like during, I kind of felt like I would have felt it.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel anything, which, you know, is risky, but it felt good. No one was saying anything.
Nobody smelled
it. Now I got to ask you this. That is that's a crazy, like, if you were to meet like new girlfriends and you guys are all having a glass of wine and you go, I got a pretty fucking cool crazy story for you. I'm telling you, like, so many women would be like, oh my God, this chick is such a savage. So did you have any more comparable stories like this since then? Like, did
yeah
you did
wow
not to that level.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the peak, but I have a few that are pretty damn close.
Like, wow. What threesomes?
Well, I had a threesome with twins.
Conjoined or regular?
Identical but regular.
You had identical. A threesome with identical twins?
I did.
Wow. Stop.
How and great is that?
One of them was way better than the other what? One, which I thought was oh. hilarious.
Oh, and let's talk about their dongs. Were their dongs identical as well?
They are.
One of them was like slightly bigger. The one that was better. Maybe it was my own biased perception because I thought he was better than maybe I thought he was bigger. But I think his was a little bit bigger.
Wow.
And how did you meet the identical twins?
Tinder.
Wow.
And were they weirded out by each other?
Yeah.
No, it was their idea.
Wow. That was insane.
Another bucket list thing. They asked me and I was like, no one else is going to have a story like this. Absolutely. I will do that.
And so both at the same time. And like, so they did like vag and mouth and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're looking at each other. It's like looking in a mirror. You're just like,
basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Weird for them, but not my problem.
Yeah. But then, yeah. but you
definitely not your problem. Not your problem.
But you liked one of them more. That's interesting.
Definitely.
But was the excitement having like, because with Tom, I would love to have double the Toms. Mm. You know, yeah. Was there that like were they hot?
They were hot, yeah, and they were both studying to be neurosurgeons.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
By the way, yeah. We just outed them. There's not that many fucking identical twins that are neurosurgeons right now. Yeah. So
they're never going to hear
this. Congratulations, doctor and doctor. but you said you think one was slightly bigger, but like usually identical twins down to like the shapes of their fingers are exactly the same.
Right. Yeah. So it could have been my bias because one of them was better, but
better in that his movement, like the way that he, you know,
yeah, the
touched
movement,
you.
The rhythm, yeah, the touch, the skill, all yeah, of it all was of that. Better.
And then,
he just seemed way more experienced.
I want to ask you this, Abby.
Jeez, Abby.
What's Abby up to today?
Today.
You survived.
Today, I am semi-retired.
Okay.
From
what?
Slut
operations?
Being a slut.
Okay.
Okay.
I still come out of my shell once in a while for something really worth it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But most of all, I kind of just like stick to myself. I got a dog and he's helped center me.
Are you
a lot
in pursuit of a long-term relationship?
You know, I am. I'm looking to bring my skills to a singular partner
person.
Let them enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that would be great. But it's fun that you've lived such a life. You've had so many fun experiences.
And not only that your escapades got you all the way to YMH.
Yeah.
And you share
I'm so
your
glad
story.
You shared your story. What compelled
it.
You to share your story?
You know, I love you guys so much. Aww. And I was always hoping a story of mine would come to some kind of delightful fruition to serve me one day. And I was listening to the Airtight stories and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. They might not read it. They might, but at least it'll be out there. And at least I told my story.
Well, this is an incredible story, yes. Abby. So thank you so much
for messaging
and for talking to us. We thought this was going to be a 5-minute chat. It's at 25 minutes. So thank you so much.
Riveting. Write a book, Abby.
Well,
write
you guys.
A book.
Well, big hug. And I hope we get to meet you in person someday. And maybe
love to when you're in.
If you have 6 or 7 African gentlemen with you, they can all come to the show.
Deal.
Okay. Okay. Big hug. Thanks,
Big
Abby.
Hug. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm glad Abby's okay. I'm glad she shared the story. That was really incredible stuff.
I know. What's wrong?
No, I just burped.
Yeah. Feel good?
Yeah. I think we need to take a break. Everyone needs to decompress.
We need to, that was a lot.
I feel like I had three guys and then a fourth guy named Billy in my hand. So I need to take a quick second to gather myself. Billy Big Dick over here. Okay. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm just reeling from Abby's fantastic story.
Do you wish you would have gone airtight before we got married?
I do. I wish I could go back with like a couple of my good friends and just plugged up some sweet little girl like that. You know,
me too.
Some college sophomore.
You've got great male friends.
I do have some good friends.
Mm-hmm. I think it only strengthen your relationship to see all of them come.
The bond. The bond. Well, they say there's no bond like when you work with a group, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can teamwork. Have drinks with someone and you go, we're bonding. No, no. If you go on an adventure, if you actually put in work together, that is where bonds are really formed. You know,
so
that's
true.
Why platoons and people that are like partake in these really hard challenges. So I think, you know, that group of guys that plugged up sweet old Abby, I mean, they're probably to this day, you know. Yeah,
thick as thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Thick as thieves. Well, and also for her, she has the memories to cherish for a lifetime.
I mean, don't you must have been daydreaming about that during the call, right?
Oh, like, I was licking my chops the whole time.
Yeah.
She was telling the story. It was like Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They were really nice guys, which
really
was
really nice.
I would have imagined rougher types doing it, but these guys were like, can she, you know, I don't think it was covered in the call, but she wrote in that they were like, can we feed you? Can we cook you something? I
mean, well, Tom, you catch more flies with honey.
Yeah.
So it's easier to lure women into
But you catch more
stuff.
Honeys being fly.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Matt Fulcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you think, Tom, I was watching this movie a long time ago called Wings of a Dove,
mm-hmm.
Helena Bonham Carter, mm-hmm. one of my gay English movies.
Yeah.
Picture this, Tom.
Picture this shit. Go ahead.
It's the 1800s. I'm from a wealthy home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got money.
Okay.
But I'm in love with you and you're just a poor journalist.
Okay.
We can't marry unless you have money.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's this friend of mine who's really, really rich, and she's dying.
Okay.
Now.
I'm seeing this coming together.
Right? Okay. All you have to do is bang her out as she's, like, on her way out. Like, give her a nice time, like, the last month or two of her life.
Okay.
And she will likely leave you her fortune, and then we can get married.
Okay.
Do you think you can do it without falling in love with that other lady?
Well, she's dying.
So what does that matter? What if she's an exceptionally cool person?
I mean, I think you go into it with knowing that you're not going to fall in love because the person's about to die.
But then
how terminal are they?
But then what if, but hold on. What if because she's dying, she does stuff with you that I never do? Like, what if she's like, I'm going to lick your scrum all day, every day, because I'm dying already.
I know, but that's the thing is like, who cares? She's going to die.
You really think you can divorce your feelings?
From a dying lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Where do I sign?
But here's the deal, man.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. The movie's been out since 1988, so.
Okay.
He falls in love with the dying lady.
With the dying lady? But then what? Doesn't she die?
She dies, but then, so Helena Bonham Carter, there's this great scene. She goes to see him because he comes back to England, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Italy, where they were romancing the dead lady.
Yeah.
And he doesn't call her. And she's like, she shows up at his office and she knocks on the door. And he doesn't answer right away. And she's like, oh, did you not hear me knocking? And he's like, no, I guess not. And then they start to get, she tries to seduce him. She gets naked. She gets on top of him. And she's like, and he's like, not into it. And she's like, well, what, you know, tell me, do you think, can we still get married? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, but are you in love with her? And he's like, quiet. And she's like, are you in love with the memory of her? And he was. And that was the end of the movie. They couldn't be together because it had destroyed them.
It destroyed them.
The money.
But so did she leave him everything?
Yeah.
She did.
The dead lady left him everything.
So she was very sick.
Yeah. She was like terminal. She was real pretty too and young.
And so what did they do with their time together? I mean, isn't that in the movie?
Yeah. They go to Italy because she wanted to die in Venice.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to like being sad and stuff.
Yeah.
And they went out at night and he was very reluctant. He was like, I'm in love with Helena Bonham Carter, not you.
But he told her that.
No, they trick her because she does it like, no, it's a trick. It's a ruse.
But he fell for her anyway.
He fell for her anyway because she was so pure and sincere and loving and stuff. And she probably licked his ass the way Helena Bonham Carter
did. I doubt
it.
But sounds like Helena was the real loosey-goosey in that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very open.
She couldn't woo him with that, though. It was all about the pure love that he felt.
Yeah, and then he was just in love with this because she was such a pure soul. Like, she really was like a nice lady.
Well, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens, you know? Let's see. I mean, yeah. What if it's this lady?
I would make sure she was ugly.
My body is looking so good lately. I've been working so hard, eating so much, and it's really starting to pay off, don't you think? Love it.
I will say her foundation's too dark on her face. It doesn't
match
her body.
It is, because you see the contrast, yeah.
That's the biggest problem for me.
I don't know that that's the biggest problem, but it's certainly one of the issues. Yeah. I like that she says, and I've heard this in other videos like this, I've been working really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to eat every hour.
She drinks weight gain shakes constantly to become fatter, calls herself a happy, healthy queen.
Cool.
And she's like, I'm getting bigger. Don't you think it's awesome? It's cool how body dysmorphia can work in different ways. You know, how she's like, don't I look great?
Listen, it's hard for me because
she's got a fucking burp belly.
If I didn't care at all how I looked, this is exactly who I would be, because I can eat all the time. I literally have to like up my dose of Ozempic not to eat through it all the time.
Bert Kreischer's fat.
Oh my God, he's so fat. Yeah. Is he still super fat?
No, he's definitely.
Is he this fat? He was pretty big.
He was this big before, but I think he's probably down to, he's probably at least 25 pounds less than her.
25.
That's true.
That's not a lot for dudes. Like a girl loses 5 pounds and it's like noticeable.
You wouldn't notice 5 on her.
No, I know. Yeah. She would just have to stop drinking soda and she would lose like 10 pounds at this point.
Yeah.
That's how I looked pregnant. It was our first kid when I gained like 200 pounds.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And like, why wear the thong? She's got a thong on. She should just wear full flavors.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to jazz that up?
Bert Kreischer, du så jævlig feit. Du mye feitere enn Tom.
What was that?
He's just talking about how he is. It's crazy that the human mind is just so fascinating. This is totally arousing to some people.
Yeah.
Watching a woman
gain
tons and tons of weight and they're just like, ugh, they're just worked up over it.
By some people, you mean men, just like a small
group of men. Well, I'm
saying
that some men are like very, like women you'll see, they go, I like a bigger guy.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, they're I like it. Men, there's men who are like, I'm aroused by a woman gaining a few hundred pounds.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
So hot.
How it works, like how the mind works like that. I don't get it.
No, it's connected to their schmeckle.
But our brains are just so cool.
I bet you didn't know that Kurt Cobain was probably trans.
No.
Here's why. First off, Kurt wore a lot of women's clothing. And when asked about this, they replied that they wore dresses all the time because they felt comfortable and free. Just look at Kurt in these pictures.
The 90s,
they look so
stupid,
happy.
Bitch.
And in an interview about their childhood, Kurt said that they mostly hung out around girls and that at one point they thought they might be gay. Many trans people who don't have the vocabulary yet to express their gender identity will describe what they're feeling as being gay. That's exactly what I did in middle school.
I think it's also interesting that this person chooses to give Kurt Cobain they, them pronouns.
I know.
They said they were like their.
Yeah. No, it's so gay. And like, okay, so then is David Bowie trans? Robert Smith trans?
Kurt is also quoted as saying that they identify more with the feminine than with the masculine.
So did
this
Prince.
This is clear proof that Kurt did not identify with the gender they were assigned at birth. Right. And the most convincing evidence that Kurt was trans was in an early version of Nirvana's All Apologies lyrics, where Kurt wrote, "Let me grow some That is clear-cut gender dysphoria. And of course, Kurt will never be able to tell us themselves, but the evidence makes it pretty obvious they were trans. That might be why Kurt's no longer with us.
No.
Maybe Kurt knew that we weren't ready.
Bitch, you weren't even alive. Like, this person is not even alive when Kurt was alive. Like, what are you talking about? You didn't fucking get out of here.
Wait, is this person trans? Wow,
can I tell you why I don't like this person? I'll tell you straight up. They go to restaurants. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I know.
And all they do is wait for like the sweet busboy to misgender them and
it's
then
horrible.
Become righteously indignant.
You mean this?
Looks like he's having a nice feast.
She, her. Yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
It was not all good.
Oh, boy.
Hi. I use she, her pronouns. I'm not sir. Yeah, like it's like a knife in the heart.
Okay. Hey, man, it's like a knife in the heart. Yeah. fucking look at me and you say he, like you're a fucking asshole. You know that?
You got to try a little bit better.
Yeah, you got to try. You got to make some more.
I don't look very good without makeup on, but I still put the makeup on, so I don't get called sir.
I push these little hairs in my face every day just to make it look like I have beard.
I take hormones to stay a lady, you know? No, you know what really, the thing that does bother me is that this person gets mad at like the sweet immigrant who doesn't even think in terms of course. Like, you know what I mean?
It's they
like
don't have Rudy, pronouns in that person's country.
Right. It's like Rudy the Salvadorian busboy, like the guy who gets paid the least in the restaurant, but he works the hardest and he's always got a good attitude.
Yeah.
And this cunt is like, it's she, her. Like it's not that clear to Rudy.
There's a lot of people who don't, honestly, who don't know what a pronoun is.
No, of course. A lot of people. This is first world stuff, man.
It's not even. This is silly. There's a lot of, I mean, I've seen videos where they go, what's your pronoun? And they're like, guys like, well, I mean, I like fish. Like, people don't all operate on this bandwidth.
No, this is silly. And I think at least my sources in England tell me that. My English friends are like, yeah, we're not having this pronoun stuff.
Really?
Like, they're not into it either. Yeah, this is not happening.
Yeah.
Only in America.
It's fucking.
It's bananas. It's just so silly.
Yeah.
I have so much to say, but I won't.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll
say it at live shows.
Maybe what you need is to kind of reevaluate how you're traveling these days.
Oh, okay.
In case you guys didn't know about this amazing hack.
It's a hack.
You can bring coconuts on the airplane.
It's a hack.
I don't like to drink water in airports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get water through security.
Sure.
But you can bring coconut water on the airplane.
It's easier.
Get a coconut. Coconut water is a great source of magnesium, manganese, all kinds of good stuff. So what about 10 coconuts in there?
Do you have clothes?
I have to drink on this plane.
You know, and
I've
got baguettes.
Meat. So I got some burgers.
The empty bag with
burgers,
coconuts.
Regular burgers.
How do you travel?
And I'm bringing on the plane. So that's how I travel.
What a dumb cunt.
What a fucking and psycho.
Not only that,
is.
Do you know how hard it is to poke a coconut? You need a knife.
Yeah, what are you
how
doing?
How the fuck are you puncturing them?
On the plane, you're like, ah, God. Flight attendant's like, excuse me. He's like, I'm just getting my coconut ready.
Wait,
hold on.
He needs a knife to put a hole in it. So how the fuck is he going to bring
his
knife on?
He's got a crazy look in his eye. I feel like that's what he'd say right before he puts a fucking straw through your throat.
I hate this so much. Well, and only to like, bitch, you can't survive like a 2-hour thing of drinking.
Also,
just
I don't
water.
Like to drink water in airports. What do you mean?
What are you talking about? You can buy like Avion at the airport.
You can't. He's like, I don't like to do that.
That's not good enough.
It's easier to bring 10 coconuts on the plane. Like a fucking moron.
God.
What
I
a
hate
crazy
him so
person.
Much. And I hate his stupid shoes. I hate him. Yeah. I hate this. I hate it. I'm so angry. Yeah, just bring, it's more practical, a bag full of coconuts on it. But it should be illegal. He should be thrown in a mental hospital. A mental institution.
There you go.
Wait, who's worse? This guy or the last guy? Or girl, sorry.
Oh, the last they, them. That, you know why? I'll tell you why. This doesn't ruin people's lives. Like that person going to restaurants and actively getting like hardworking immigrant people fired because of your mental fucking dysphoria. That's on another level of inconsideration. This is just annoying and silly.
Yeah. But imagine you're next to him on the plane.
Oh, and he's fucking popping coconuts.
And he's eating meat that he's reheated and brought from home, heart.
And he's telling you about it. He's definitely telling
you
about
it. Oh, he's telling you
about it. Because there's no way you can't not engage. Because even with your headphones on, you're like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, I make my own beef heart at the house. And you're like, oh, great. And then try to cover back up. And then he's like,
okay.
I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, I brought these coconuts. Do you want one?
So do you think he does it so that people talk to him and ask him?
I mean, he definitely likes that.
He does it for the attention.
You know, I think he's a super healthy guy. He looks great. Yeah, he's very healthy.
Because I had the crazy idea to bring a heating pad on my last flight because I get so cold in the morning. And I was like, what if I just... But I'll tell you what I did. I put it in my carry-on and it was right in front of me. And there was a plug. I could have done it.
Holy shit.
But I was so mortified
at the embarrassment.
Me being the idiot that I'm pulling out my heating pad and plugging it in and being that guy that I didn't do it.
You got to do that because that's a new level of crazy. You got to start doing that.
It really is.
You should do that.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, I should stop myself.
It's totally
Someone's going to see and tell people. And Christina's out of her fucking mind using.
Okay.
But I'm so cold on these flights. I already am wearing my zip up. You know, fucking jackets, my parkas. I'm cold.
So we've made fun of Disney adults, the ones who spend their times at,
yes,
at the park. But this is such a funny clip. I had to show you this. Yeah. This is, this has one of the actresses who was in, her name is Miriam Margolis. She's known as Professor Sprout.
Yes.
From the Harry Potter series.
Yes.
Is that a Harry Potter scarf?
Yes. Yes, indeed it is.
Well, I wouldn't have known. I didn't know that.
You're in the film.
I'm not unhappy about it. I just think that it's for children. Yeah. And if your balls have dropped, then it's time to forget about it. You know, go on to other things.
Miriam Margolis.
No, seriously. It's a great series. It's a wonderful set of films. I'm proud I was in it. But it was 25 years ago. You know, grow up.
I love it. I love it. And he's like, I'm fucking...
And that guy's like,
Gryffindor. I wore my Gryffindor scarf.
I'm Team Gryffindor.
You know what's probably happened to this poor woman?
Yeah.
Is that people have written her letters like, please officiate my wedding.
Oh, everything.
How do I make a spell to make...
And she walks down the street and they're like, I'm Slytherin House! She's like, okay.
Yeah. What's the spell to make my cock grow bigger?
Yeah.
You know that she's getting just
so she's like, have
so
your balls
shit.
Dropped? I mean, that's pretty aggressive.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Yeah, she's had enough.
She's had
that's
enough.
Too much.
She's fandom. Like, is that what you brought me on here to talk about fucking Harry Potter again?
She's so over it. And I always like how the female host of these chat shows gets super embarrassed.
And
they're always
like,
oh, balls. I've never heard that before.
Miriam.
Feigning like she didn't have balls in her mouth this morning with her husband or you know, like these people have never given birth or taken a shit and they're like they're just so above it.
Yeah
It makes me, it's crazy, the feigning of like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Yes.
Don't you hate that shit?
Of course.
Like,
but all
shit,
morning shows, it's a blueprint and they just plug people in to do they all do the same thing. There's nothing.
Who can watch these fucking morning shows?
It's somebody who they like
who
it because it's just
this?
It's manufactured, right? Those people don't all feel like that. And they're like, good morning. It's another great day out here. And we have such a great program for you today. We're going to learn how to make the strawberry shortcake. Yeah. And they all come in with that, like, it's manufactured energy. But I think some people see that and they go, this is the bright spot of my day. Like seeing these people be this
be
happy.
Phony.
Yeah. Because they see it as just happy.
To me, it makes me so angry because I know how fake and disingenuous.
But also, you've been on those shows and they're cut. And they're like, all right, so we're going to come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk to you normal.
Yeah, they're normal people. But then they put.
You're going to be at the improv this week. Yeah. And they turn around and you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they they get so weirded out if you joke about anything. It's strange.
It's terrible. It's like this phony puritanical shit. Well, she is right. Yes, if your balls have dropped, which is funny, our kids are not remotely interested in Harry Potter. And we've tried
a lot.
So many times. And they're like, is there blood? Knives?
Yeah.
Is this a stabbing?
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
But they also went for the period where they were just like, this seems scary because it was like witches and
it's
spells.
It's too scary maybe still.
There's all types of...
Have I mentioned Is It Cake yet? I have. Okay. Well, I forgot. I'm on Is It Cake this season. It's episode 5. Mikey Day, thank you so much for letting me come on the show. He's
it was
a great host.
You did great.
Finally, my kids are remotely impressed with my show business career because I was on Is It Cake.
Yeah.
And it was a fun show to do and I love it. Anyway.
You did great.
If you have kids, watch it. It's fun. And Tom, you played with us during the episode and it's hard, right?
It is hard. Yeah, yeah. I've never watched it before.
It's fun though. I like how stupid it is. I like how silly.
It's a great formula for a show.
Stupid.
I know. And goddamn,
so silly.
Are they talented? These bakers.
I know.
Unreal.
I know.
Unbelievable.
And I can tell you that the cakes really tasted amazing, especially the snake cake. That was my favorite.
I think they should get one non-baker to participate and try to do the same.
That would
thing.
Be hilarious. Yeah. It's just like, you. Snake is like. I can, and I make it out of the box. Like, I like that sheet cake, that white trash.
You're like, that's just
cake.
A yellow cake with chocolate
frosting.
Yeah, but
I shaped it.
And you're like, yeah, but it's a snake.
But I made it into a snake.
Uh-huh.
It's a turd cake.
Just a friendly reminder to look up in the trees every now and then.
Wow.
That is terrifying.
Holy shit. By the way, she's gone airtight.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Josh Solo's like, oh, for sure.
Alice in Wonderland is a forest therapy guide who hosts events for adults to reconnect with nature through natural movement. Okay. Oh, this is in Austin.
Yeah, it looks like that. Looks like Lady Bird. Yeah.
Well, we could reconnect with her. I wouldn't mind having her in studio. She seems very nice.
Yeah. Do you really need a 20-year-old to show you how to, like, do you need help?
I'm lost.
You just
I don't
go
know.
For a walk.
I don't know where to go.
You need help from
I
that?
I don't know where to go. I don't know how to reconnect with nature. You know what I mean?
She knows how. She was barefoot too, right? In that tree?
She was. I think it's probably a bit better for gripping. Yeah.
Do you use your toe strength?
Yeah, I mean, she's got to feel out what's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all questions we don't have answers to until we talk to her.
We need her. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Touche.
Yeah.
So true.
All right, Allison. Well, we're
so true.
Looking forward to.
I mean, I imagine you'd cut your little tootsies up, getting up those.
She would have the answers, and also it's like she does. I think adult groups. Maybe the whole YMH team could do a.
Oh my God, she's local. Yeah. get
in touch. I do want to send you guys to a men's retreat, and then
yes.
Yes, you don't have to masturbate. It's an option. You don't have to do it.
Ball cupping.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Tanner would do it.
Yeah. Can we send them on a men's retreat?
I think we can. We can make it mandatory.
Not with the piss shaman, right?
Not with the piss shaman.
Okay. No.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that.
Oh, all right. I thought that's definitely what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in Canada. You'd have to go local. So
well, I think he'll make the trip.
If you do the men's retreat.
Oh, here we go. This is perfect.
Men's intensive retreat. In Austin, connection, embodiment, brotherhood, masculinity, expression. So far, I'm digging this.
Me too.
Just had it lined up, huh?
Yeah. Huh.
Yes, I want in.
Eddie, this men's retreat takes you on an intense journey back to yourself.
Yep.
Who are the facilitators? Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alex and Aaron.
They look sweet, though.
They do look
sweet. These guys don't look... This could be a genuine thing where bros are just
is your
hugging.
Penis cut? They don't. They're going to open with that. Yeah.
They have clothing on. That is a positive.
Yeah.
Because the other guy, clothing optional. They just look like sweet guys. I think you guys do need to get connected to your feelings a little bit more.
Oh, there's more. Scroll down. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just doing some bath with your bros.
One picture. Shirts off.
That's all. What's included? Okay, let's go down. What is included in this? Lodging.
Together.
At the Lotus Ranch outside of Austin. A couple days. Meals. Aaron is known for ensuring the meals are always on point, nourishing and delicious. That's really cool. Activities. What kind of activities? Deep within and get to know yourself. Activities. Breath work. Yes. Sweat lodge. Ice bath.
Absolutely.
And a lot more. Well, that's kind of broad and vague.
It is vague. And the lodging as well, it's just at the ranch. Like, mm-hmm. What kind of lodging? Are we all in one room together?
Do secrets stay at the ranch? Here's a trailer of the experience. Want to watch the trailer?
Hell yeah, I want to watch the trailer. You guys are going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Men's intensive retreat.
Okay, a little stretching. That's normal.
You have to have a ponytail.
That was breathing.
Beads.
Oh, there's donkeys. Petting animals. Listening to this guy talk.
Gazing.
Staring at each other's eyes.
That's gazing into each other's
gazing.
Eyes.
Breathwork.
Yeah, here we go. Breathwork. Naked shaman work.
I feel like it's back. It's stepping back to another time.
Ice baths.
This is bonding.
So far, it looks really positive.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Stuff. Some aggression's getting out. You need that. Yeah, you need that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now there. The clothes are coming off. Did
little
you notice
bit.
That? Shirtless.
There's ice bath.
Nude ice baths.
Stretching. Boxing. Underwear.
We're down to our underwear now.
More boxing. More breathing. More movement. Some laughing. Some hugging.
Hugging.
Clapping. And at the very end, Abby walks out. She's like, all right, boys. Which one of you wants to put your cock in here?
Oh, you're going to eat salad and bread? You're going to wear a handkerchief,
oh,
tears,
emotions.
Buns.
Yeah, there's a lot of nose rings in this type of world.
I like sound baths,
More hugging. This was great.
I saw a lot of hugging.
I got to tell you, I've never come that hard before in my life. Yeah, that seems pretty cool. So if you guys go, then we book the tree climbing experience for you afterwards. You have to do one before you go to the other.
Austin does have such lovely healing things.
Yeah, it does.
We should really put them through a rigorous healing thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I actually did do a sound bath. That was
just
good.
A friendly reminder to look up in the trees every now and then.
That's so high.
That's really high, bro.
Holy mackerel.
I mean...
And she had the wherewithal to bring her phone out with one arm.
Turn
and then,
it. And like,
wow, she's daring.
She's been doing those trees for a while.
She's been doing a lot of stuff for a while, yeah. She's a very open type of gal.
She's very cool.
Open to danger.
Yep.
Fucking A, Tom.
All right.
Well, I cannot do that. I'd be so scared.
It seems a little scary. Here we go. Here you go, Gene. It's your turn to shine. Here you go.
Okay, all right.
So here's the thing. I went to the doctor and turns out I have a parasite. He was like, do you have animals? I was like, yes, I French kiss my cat 24/7. Do you have a problem, doctor? And he said, well, you have a worm, you have a parasite, you shouldn't kiss him in the mouth. And I said, well, we're gonna have a problem because I prefer to die and rot tomorrow in a dark hole so I can keep kissing my cat. So then he told me, take these pills. It's just one pill, actually. You take a pill and then you deworm. So I was like, okay, so can I continue breastfeeding my cat? He said, yes, you can. So that's it. So I have a worm inside of me and it's fine. I can still kiss my cat.
This is a primo TikTok. Yeah, this is good.
Well, because here's the deal, man, is that I am conflicted because I am an animal lover as well.
Yeah.
I don't have a cat, but I mean, I get it. This is a real love. And if you're really into it,
she'd rather die.
Yeah. But is it worth the intestinal parasites? Because from what I hear, it's not as simple as, hey, I take a pill and the parasite leaves. Like, you're shitting and shitting and shitting.
This woman would rather seriously go to the fucking ICU than stop kissing that cat. I believe it. I believe it.
I believe it too. But pet lovers, I mean,
yeah,
we do crazy shit.
Some people are full, I mean, open mouth.
Yeah.
Their animal is in their mouth.
And let the dog. Now, I tell you, that is kind of where I draw the boundary with our dogs.
Yeah.
I don't let them lick my, I don't really like it when they're in my mouth.
Some people like it. My beard out for me.
That was funny.
Food in here and then they're like.
Yeah. We put cheese on your beard and Bitsy would lick it out.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your parasite heals. I hope it goes away.
It's so hard to get. It's not easy.
Good luck with that, miss.
There is a woman.
I would rather die.
There was a woman on TikTok who didn't want to take the medicine to get rid of her parasites, and she was doing it naturally, and then was like, that's not going to work.
I love when people decide that modern medicine is not the way. That's good.
Take the penicillin.
Figure it out yourself.
Okay, 2 days after my treatment, I'm still a little swollen here, but you really couldn't tell until I take off my glasses.
Oh, fuck.
When I take off my glasses, you can really see how swollen that eye still is. So.
Yeah.
Usually by today, that eye is a bit better than it is right now, but that's why we wear these. I'll check in again later.
Yeah, it makes you look more normal with the
glasses. She's doing tattoo removal.
Yeah.
This is 8 treatments in.
I mean, I just wonder how much can you really get off with the treatment? It's not guaranteed.
No.
It's not going to be. Fuck. This is a drug. By the way, I think this girl did a lot of drugs and did these tattoos when she was really...
Yeah.
You know, mental and
I think so too. Yeah. Yeah. That's usually what happens with this is they get off the drugs and they're like, this isn't working for me.
This won't help.
Yeah.
But I will admit the one facial tattoo I would get is the Dia de los Muertos skull. Remember that girl had the full.
You would do that to yourself?
Like if I had to choose. Okay. Ready? You have to choose
a facial tattoo.
A crazy meth facial tattoo. What are you going to do? What's the theme? Are you going Juggalo like the guy? Are you going Dia de los Muertos face, which I like the skull. I'm going to go there.
You could
do Mickey Mouse. You could go funny. You could go scary.
You got to go kind of scary. And then, I mean, you could
go reptile.
Tears. Can you do tears?
You know, it's got to be like around
a piece,
the face.
Then I do the one eye thing, you know, go around one eye.
Like a Dalmatian.
Like a star.
Like little rascals.
Around the eye.
Like Tyson.
Yeah.
No, but you got to go full. You got to cover your
face, You got to cover
face,
your whole
babe.
Face.
It's not just one.
You got to go like Crazy Reuben.
Yes.
Do you know Crazy Reuben? Do you type that in? You don't know Crazy Reuben?
I don't know this guy. Who's this fella?
This is Crazy Reuben.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy crushes. I like him.
Yeah, I go
with that looks dope.
Crazy Reuben does it.
Yeah. But that's a little stepping on my idea of Dia de los Muertos. That's like the skull.
Crazy Reuben keeps getting locked up, dog. I don't know what's happening, but He's been posting from the inside too.
This is rad.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks really dope.
Hit his IG because he has posts from prison all the time. I've met him before.
You have?
Yeah, I met him at the airport one time.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are shit. He's locked up, dude.
Aww.
He's like, fucking got me back in this bullshit.
Well, it looks great.
And then you have like, I mean, that's, if you're going to do it, you do it like Ruben does it. Look at him. Look at him before he got tatted.
Oh, shit.
With John McCain. Una foto con John McCain, wey.
Dude, what? That's a random.
You know that if he was fully tatted up, they'd been like, hey, get up. Yeah. Get up. You're not sitting here.
I will say, great tattoos for prison, though. That's exactly how you want to look when you're in prison.
Look at handsome Ruben with his kid.
No, he's adorable.
And then look at him right there. He's like, I don't fuck around. Wait, look at him right here.
Fuck. Yeah, then something happened. Something changed.
Yeah, something happened.
2017, he was full facial.
But that's how you do it. I think if you're going to do it, look at the eyes, bro.
Go hard.
Look at that one.
Yeah.
You sit down for lunch, you're like, holy shit. Do you see the next table? You're fucking scared.
So good.
And then everyone's like, he's actually a great guy. And you're like, okay. Okay.
Goes to my church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
He might actually have a photo of us together on there.
Wait, is he a model?
I think he's modeled before, yeah.
Like, what's his story?
I don't know the whole story, but we ran into each other at an airport when I knew who he was. I want to say we took a picture with
him. And you knew him from what, the interwebs?
Yeah, I knew him from this show. There he is with Conan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the start of the facial stuff. He started with the chin.
Oh, yeah.
And then, he's got LA.
Oh, the fucking represent. Foot has a crazy pattern on it too,
yep.
Man. Look at that shit. Whoa.
Whoa. Dude, that hurts so bad. The toes, I bet. Because there's no meat on your toes. It's just bone.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's when you're really all about that life.
You've got to be committed. Yeah. You're not getting that shit removed.
Yeah, let's go to the next
one. That's lifelong, homie.
9 months ago today, I woke up speaking with a Welsh accent. 9 months ago today, I lost my identity. I lost part of who I am. And how have I coped? Not very well, I'm not gonna lie. It's been the longest, hardest 9 months ever. I mean, no one knows how long I'm gonna have this accent for. It could go, it could stay, it could change.
This was one of the things that YMH actually, I would say we covered foreign accent syndrome well before other people
did. For sure we did.
It was years and years ago.
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
Yeah.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a real phenomenon, people, where people wake up with totally foreign accents that they didn't even know. Remember, like, she probably doesn't even know what a Welsh accent is, but she can do it.
Yeah, it's wild.
And, like, Australian.
Anything could happen. That's foreign accent syndrome for you.
Like, yeah, I hope
it's
I
always
get this.
So for people to know, foreign accent syndrome is a result of head trauma. So you have head trauma, you get a neurological, like, episode happens within you, and then people end up speaking with an accent foreign to their own. The thing that was always curious though about, like, when the lady had the Asian accent, is that her grammar changed. She said, I have not actually heard my voice in conversation, not in a conversation, in conversation
for nearly a year now. Yeah, like she can't speak English properly.
Yeah, her actual ability to speak the English language was changed.
That's crazy. But do you think it's like your brain just goes to some file? Like, maybe she knew this person that spoke that way 10 years ago there.
There's been multiple examples of this especially over the last decade that I've seen. Every time it's reported in the news, I get hit with those messages. They're like, oh, look, this is another case.
So but, cool.
Yeah. Hers seems pretty mild to me, though, right?
Well, and I like Welsh. I mean, it's within reason. It's like what a white lady like me would speak with an Asian accent. That'd be pretty crazy.
That would be
pretty
crazy.
That would,
like,
ruin my life.
It would be
people
very...
People are like, are you fucking
with me? Your stand-up would take a whole new turn.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
He said, go to be here. Yeah. I have two children.
Don't curse me. Watch. Yeah. I'm going to get this shit.
Okay, stitch this with your best why the fuck did I retain every single word to this.
Good morning, Julia. It's me, Joe. Just want to say hi. Wish you a great day. Tell you that meeting you yesterday.
and getting to look at you was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. You're so beautiful. You don't know how beautiful you are to me. I mean, just, you're gorgeous, you're precious. And but it's been sitting in my mind when you said to me you want to go back with your ex-boyfriend. Please erase him from your memory.
Don't ever go back in the past. I know. Because I've been there.
The fan on.
And I so understand good. When you know, you're trying to find somebody yes. so go sincere. On dates. And nothing compares to your ex. But there is that better person out there. And Julia, I promise you it is me. I will love you like you've never been loved before. I will cherish you. I'll make
you feel like a woman, a real woman. And believe me, after you experience me, you want to know who your ex-boyfriend is. So, open up your heart to me in your arms. Let's go full throttle. I can see me falling in love with you.
I don't know, I just look in your eyes, I just melt. Anyhow, I'm headed off to work. This is my beautiful home.
Everything you see behind me, I built everything.
She's got every square expressions, ridge,
from crown molding to chair rails, to floors, to lighting, to plumbing, doors, windows.
So this is the type of guy you get. I'm a very handy guy. And
I'd love to build you whatever you want. You're a sweetheart.
So I hope this video doesn't scare you, but that's how I feel.
I just want you to know that.
Okay? And I look forward to going out to dinner with you.
So
let's make it happen. Mwah.
Oh.
Ciao, baby.
Oh, unbelievable. So good. Really, she crushed it. At Red Wine House. Thank you.
At Red Wine House on TikTok. That was absolutely phenomenal. Good.
Dude, she got everything. The expressions, the emotional through line, the hesitation, the everything.
Some of these stick with people, man. They really do. Yeah.
Well, like, Joe was a special. He was a special guy. I mean, the other day, I quoted Joe, which is the two of us in the house. I think I left something in the toilet for you and you called me out on it. And I was like, this is the type of girl you get.
Yeah, it's true. You know. I know. And I mean, like somebody came up to me the other day and told me that they were sending me buckets of hate from right next to them. Like these things, they just stick with you, man.
They do.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that's not good.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I forgot why I wanted to send this in.
Thank you.
When did I send that in?
That's very cool.
I think it's just... There's nothing before this.
This is just an image.
This was it.
This is a Christina curiosity.
Interesting. I'm not sure why I sent this in.
Curious.
Sorry.
Christina doesn't know why she sent this.
I think there's... these are like the Arabic.
Calves hurt so bad.
Dr. Mohammed.
I don't know that that actually helps.
He's like shouting in Arabic. Yeah. It's just terrible.
Pressure like that on your calves fucking hurts.
God damn. So anyway, this is the whole account dedicated to this guy stripping muscles in Arabic. And it's so funny because they're all screaming.
It's awesome. Thank you for...
This is the scary go round.
Watch this.
No, no. Oh, oh.
Thanks, dude.
This is so Russian.
I know.
That's this American guy.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's just getting hit in the shins.
In the shins while he's fucking holding weight over his head, like a barbell over his head.
Yeah, that shit hurts so bad.
The shit people do for these videos.
I know. That's
please keep
I love
doing it.
It.
Yeah. We love it. Thank you. Good luck with your shins.
This is wild. So this is—it's just a sinkhole, just or whatever. This guy's just walking in the department store.
A lady.
And it was a lady?
Looks like a lady.
Just collapses. Business of the accident happened due to construction on the ground floor.
Holy.
Could you imagine?
Shit. So you're that's just, not really a technically a
sorry,
sinkhole.
Sorry, not a sinkhole. I didn't, yeah.
But fuck.
Yeah, you're just walking along and then the ground falls.
How's that person doing?
Department store. They're fine.
They're okay?
A little sprained ankle. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. That was a cool one to transition to. Just disappearing in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, oh!
Why is he shouting so? Oh! And also because it's a foreign sounding scream, yeah. Which I like the
foreign
sound.
Foreign screams
of that.
Are fun. Yeah. I agree. Because you're like, they're not really, they're having fun. Yeah. All right. What a fun show today.
Yeah, we covered so much ground.
This was great.
Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks, Abby. You really made it special. And thank you all for watching, for listening. This is the type of show you're getting. We'll be back in a week. We'll see you out on the road. Yeah. Go to ChristinaPOnline.com, TomSegura.com for tickets. And Hate from Australia.
Buckets of Hate from Austin.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
For Sachi Kalachi speaking, who the fuck is this?
It's me, purple hair girl from the chair. I was the one myself on cam that time, remember?
Oh, hell yeah, man. What up, sis? I remember you. You were flicking your bean on the couch. Yeah. I remember you. What's up?
I don't have time to talk. Listen, where are you at?
I'm just home here now. Hold up, though. Where are you calling from?
I'm stuck way down in the mountain. I need you to come get me.
Yeah, I could do that. I'm looking at, say, 8 o'clock, 8:15.
Fuck, you're doing good. Thank you so much. You're literally saving my life.
Bam. Say no more. I am on the way, bitch.
Awesome. Piss on me. Beat me. You're the coolest for this.
No, you are. You are the coolest.
Cool girls for life.
We about it here.
This is Captain Marcel.
Going down into the mountain, we're rolling. Anderson Cooper took my sister, and now we gotta expose him. If you're a Hufflepuff,
do not piss me off.
Just keep on scrolling. I ain't impressed by crown molding. Show me that dick that you holding. T-t-toe. I'm a fucking walking mermaid, bitch. I dip my nuggets in the doo-doo gas. Guess what? I drink moose soup.
100% specifically delicious.
Story time.
How you say?
I'm not a racist.
Certified ranking member of the Cuckoo Girls Club. I shout out Mistress Kawhi when I'm stuffing parts out of butts. Tattoo my brown ice cream, some big words, and I married my son. Spit in them tongues and shit, cause
I'm a fucking blessing blood.
Hudson, a hoona, nop, and a boca do blood. That's what we do.
You do. Do not do you.
And yes, my eyes are tattooed.
Funny story.
My ex Perry in the jail.
TikTok. What he do? Do you ever worry that you're all worded and no one's telling you? I'm a reckless eyeballing hoe.
Judge if I was made up.
Selling a necklace made of moose turds out the back of my trunk. Alright, assholes, listen up. You'll never make Potter come. If you ain't licking the scrum, honey, you ain't tricking no one.
Clown check.
Abracadabra, ba-ba-ba-boom, shock a day. Wanna see a Spartan kick or taste a bit of the poutine I made?
You wanna fuck with my money, huh?
Twin goddesses activate.
Identify as a threat, a nightmare.
And my pronoun is your grace.
I would recommend a freezing season.
Even though my health ain't improving, but I bet you blowing loose hoes ain't hardcore enough to do it. Nature's free multivitamin, why the fuck would I not use it? Keep busting clips in my sips, I'm literally bonding fluid.
I know you love me, I know you want me. He wants to lick, get up on his ass. Put it in your mouth and lick it like glass. I know you love me, I know you want me. He wants to lick, get up on his ass. Put it in your mouth and lick it like glass.
Who the fuck you been letting sample your
energetic template?
A spirit working starseed channeler hybrid astral kid. Hurry up before I take your bike.
You better not touch me, bitch.
Motherfuckers, you need to restock the hot cocoa when you're done with it.
So I'm a captain, take a hammock, shit, pop the vasectomy stitch. Now I'm straight poly bi with vocal fry and size G tits.
I keep smelling my vagina in hopes that it'll smell better, it just doesn't.
Show the haters how you glass and put your perfect smile lit. I'm ride or die, show me the body, mommy, we'll chop it up together. Dip that shit in acid, watch it decay in a row with weather. Why did it gin up the evidence? We better, we're clever. Bye-bye, barista, bitch. Cool girls keep secrets forever.
FYI, he's Cherokee. Stop. I'm not native at all.
So I have a funny question.
You got any cum in those balls?
How come you don't fuck your friends?
Wait, listen to Gloria Estefan. The Yonkin man's Ordainiac.
I'm the Polani of Wap.
I know you love me. I know you want me. He wants to lick, get up on his ass. Put it in your mouth and lick it like glass. I know you love me. I know you want me. He wants to lick, get up on his ass. Put it in your mouth and lick it like glass.
Please tell him that, please.
Dirty bitch, kick your passenger.
Feel like I'm going to die.
What gets rid of hard bar?
Fuck what you heard.
I'm about to have that orgasmic birth. Grapefruit your man or throatzilla. Might go get in there first.
fuck my stoma.
Don't bring no chomos or chomas, though. I'm blowing Cincinnati parts at every goddamn place that I go.
I'm not a hoe or a player. Just
you
saying.
Better follow that pro.
I'm gonna make you want to shadow box my pussy. Two big day songs by Toto. We're out of here smoking and drinking and rocking Adidas and peeping on that
ultra humongous penis.
Quarantine, we're latchkey and we beef queefing and queen being. And I'm seeing them jeans seeming like they be low and loose leaning. They'll see Sandy C screaming because I hydrate like a piss demon. All you out there doing their thing and stuff like that.
Did I stutter?
If you're a bully, thief, a criminal, look out for a cutter. We curing headaches with mustard. Purple hair girl got you covered. This is the cool girls club within the house of your mother.
I was over mama's last night just to visit her. Cheryl jumped over the kitchen counter at me, flying like a Hussein Bolt in a fighting suit. I don't know why the bitches always be jealous of me. So she run to the phone like the bitch made cunt always does. And I said, you better call every law in Sequoia County this time, bitch, because you're going to need help prizing my fingers from around your fucking dick sucking throat. So I end up arrested in jail. But I'm out this morning, Cheryl, and I can still see that's right. She didn't swell a shit, bitch. And I'm coming over here today, and I'm going to do the two-step and the cowboy boogie till there's a mud hole in your fucking ass.